Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. This is TAZ. Being that we was out, Blog Talk was off the air all day on Thursday. I had set this show up, and obviously the music, the intro music was not set. So therefore, that's why you got me straight up. Tonight is another reading of the Darkensville Deeds, Part 3. You can check out Part 1 and 2 in the archives. I'm by myself tonight. No nephew and no sister. So I will be reading this straight reading. So we're going to knock down some pages in 1 hour. Let me start. Later on that evening, all is set for tonight, but I have concerns. Selvis Q spoke to his father, Donald S. Darkens, in his underground home. Why is that, son? Darkens leaned back in his easy chair. Mayor Mitchell had some Brazilian visitors today. Q passed the brown folder to Darkens. These pictures, taken by Kenny Reeves, proves to be very interesting. Darkens opened the folder. Not Escapez. Juan Escapez is apparently alive, free and alive. I thought he was killed in prison, and you ordered it, Q reminded him. Darkens shook his head in disbelief. Reddy was supposed to have done him in. But this punk is still alive. I'm assuming Escapez has the mayor in his back pocket. Especially, Darkens threw the folder on his table, when the mayor's life was put on the line. I may need to come back from the dead. Q shook his head. No, I don't think so. Dad, your best power is to stay dead as hell. Escapez does not expect anyone to get in his way right now. So tonight the docks will be fixed. Nothing will be found on that shipment. It will be clean, Darkens said disgusted. So have T. Little just observe and not be directly involved. Escapez wants to know who is trying to get in his business, Q remarked. Darkens nodded his head. Right you are, son. Escapez wants his territory because of the docks and mainly because I'm dead. You need to give him resistance after tonight, and we will play this chess game very carefully. You see, son, Escapez wants control, and we will let him have it until he gets sloppy, and that's when things happen. Crush him. Q finished the sentence. You think just like me. Darkens laughed along with his son. The James Byrne Memorial, things were busy. Hello, Miss Jones. Do you remember me? Blue? Blue Flex? Amuda Jones said in shock. Yes, your old high school pal, baby Blue. Flex smiled. I haven't talked to you since that $10,000 job, Amuda smiled back. Those nude photos, Flex laughed out loud. That Wanda Glaze was hot. And Billy D. Harris wasn't bad either. I appreciate the favor, Blue, Amuda started to talk low. But we agreed to keep this hush-hush. That is why I paid you the extra money. It's all good, Amuda. So you here for the Club Indigo opening? Yes, I am. And you? You're here working for All World Magazine? Amuda asked as she took a seat at one of the easy chairs in the lobby. Yes, sexiness, Flex said while looking at her legs. I just can't believe your high society butt is here at a Club Indigo set, I'm not that old, Blue. Besides my nephew, Roscoe Byrne, performing with One Love tonight. Flex laughed. I almost forgot your maiden name is Byrne. How is Luke doing with his talk show and new book? He's doing quite well for himself. And you do know my oldest brother, James. Yes, Flex interrupted her. I know of James passing away in that ungodly fire 2 years ago. It was horrible, but I had to move on with my life because James would have wanted it that way. You stay in touch with me, Blue. They hugged, and Amuda moved through the crowd of people. Amuda Jones, Duddins greeted her. Hey, Lana, Amuda hugged her. So I heard you were back in town with Little Darkins. Clint had told me on one of his visits with Tammy Rollins, Lana informed her. Amuda smiled with approval. I'm glad that he is still involved with Tammy, even though me and her father had a bad business dispute. I still think Clint is better off with her instead of that Wanda Glaze. I agree, Amuda. The nude internet photos with Billy D and her alleged drug use made me concerned. I still feel she is still in his heart, Lana remarked. Let us pray she isn't, Amuda replied as they entered the big ballroom where the show was to be taped at. So how are you and Wayne Robinson? Lana smiled. We're doing fine. I'm just waiting for the party to get started. You mean you and Wayne or not? No, Lana quickly stated. What is the problem, Lana? Thought his deceased wife, Lana shook her head. Her death took a lot out of him. Even his desire to make love? Damn. You will be an influence on him, I'm sure. Amuda tried to sound supportive. So how's Little Darkins doing? Lana changed the subject. He is fine. I mean, Lana said in a low voice for only Amuda to hear. Do you know if he is truly Dee Dee's son? I do, Amuda said as they both took a table off the dance floor. In my heart, I know. Let's hope that little Negro's hair naps up. Lana laughed along with Amuda. You see, they're both in the party for Club Indigo. Club Indigo is like a Soul Train show, where they tape it every week, and it's syndicated across the nation. So, therefore, you know, a lot of people watch this online and on the internet. So, all good with that. Also, the part I read with Darkins and his son, of course, Darkins is undercover. He's faking his death, and he's trying to move and shake the city up. Without getting caught. So that's the dealio on that. Let me get back to the story here. At the New York local city docks, T. Little sat car along with Kenny Reeves. So this Escapez dude is a really rough customer, huh? Reeves asked. Hell yeah. The Brazilian punk used to sent his people to Louisville trying to run things, and we had to do away with a couple of them. You sound like you had a beef with these guys, T. Little. I guess I do. My brother got caught up in some shit with them, and now he's dead because of it, Little remarked. Sorry, bro. I didn't mean to kick up bad times, Reeves replied. Look, T. Little announced while looking through his binoculars, the ship is coming to port. We will see the fake raid begin. So we're just here to observe, right? Yeah, that's all, Reeves. The police are right there waiting with the dogs. There will be nothing on the ship, Reeves said while looking through his own pair of binoculars. All things will be in order. You are so right, Reeves. Escapez is no fool. I assume he has the mayor in his back pocket. So what does he want, Little? He wants Q's spot now that Darkins is dead, T. Little said, knowing that Donald S. Darkins was very much alive. So he will use force to get this position? Reeves asked, looking at Little. He may. Hopefully Q has a plan for Escapez, and it will lead to his elimination before he tries to kill all of us, T. Little spoke with a lot of emotion. Come in, Charmaine Robinson yelled from within her and Wanda's dressing room, the James Byrne Memorial. Are you girls decent? Alexander Davis called out. Come in, A.D., Charmaine smiled. Are people starting to pack the place? Oh, yes. Money is being made tonight, Davis said very excitedly. So where is Cecily? I'm here. Wanda came from the back room. I was putting on my makeup. You're finished, right? Charmaine walked past her. Now it's on. Time for me and my face to become ready red. Go on, Wanda did a little shakedown dance, ready red. Wanda and Davis laughed together. So how are you, sexy chocolate? I'm great, AD. I love spending my whole entire day with you. I enjoyed it just as much. About the discussion between me and your brother. Uh-huh. He knows of my dangerous past, Davis admitted to her. Wanda was silent for a moment, then. The one you've been protecting me from? Exactly. I left to straighten out a few things. I never wanted you to be in danger, so I left planning on never returning. But it was you. You were the one that kept pulling me back here, Davis told her while rubbing her cheek lightly. I'm glad you did. I, deep down in my heart, really missed you. AD, I love you. Wanda looked at him with her deep brown eyes. I still need to get some situations in order, but I want you to know the risk being involved with me. Wanda shook her head. I don't care about the risk. I care only about you, about us. Davis smiled. You are the only one that matters in my world. With that, they engaged in a kiss that seemed to last forever. Curtis Robinson walked into the James Byrne Memorial. He was dressed in a navy blue, white pinstripe suit with matching shoes. Nice, kid. Nice, sir. Steph Watson walked up behind him. And on a detective's pay? Oh, Watson, Curtis turned around. What's up? I had a very disturbing call, bruh. A dead man called and threatened me because he blames me for his brother's death, Watson informed him. Curtis shook his head. Not Juan Escapez. Yes, but this is not a surprise to you. Because we had reports that he's been sighted in town, Curtis responded. So the drugs in Thug Alley were from Escapez? Watson figured out. Correct. So you see, my friend, we will be in for a fight. Watson threw his hands in the air. So we might need the DEA. Damn, I did not want the police, but we might have to use them. That would be the smart way to do it, Watson, Curtis agreed. We're good, but we're not that good. Watson looked through the crowd of people. All right, I must think about it and also watch my back. Let me know something soon, Curtis hit his shoulder as he made his way around the big complex. Alexander Davis was walking around the James Byrne Memorial as he bumped into Amuda Jones and Josephine Fields. Mr. Davis, Amuda smiled. So how are you doing with your fine self? I'm doing great, Miss Jones, and how are you, Miss Fields, sugar? I'm doing fine now that I saw you, Josephine flirted back. Amuda grabbed his hand with him standing at their table. You have to excuse my friend, Mr. Davis, Amuda explained. She has a crush on you. She really wants to get with you, if you know what I mean. That is all good, Miss Fields, Davis spoke as he was looking around and nodding his head, saying hello to certain people who walked by. I'm seeing someone right now. Who, pray tell? Amuda asked quickly. Let's just say my heart is somewhere else, Davis smiled, and Amuda released his hand. If you ever get lonely, Josephine winked her eye, you will always have a home here. Davis again smiled, then left the table. I wonder who she is, Amuda asked. Josephine rolled her eyes. Probably one of them girls who are the MC for this Club Indigo show. Amuda turned silent for a moment. You may be right, Josie. Mr. Davis might be dating one of those young floozies. Let us pray it isn't Wanda Glaze. Amuda let her thoughts drift on. In Alexander Davis' office at the James Byrne Memorial, Clint, Davis spoke as he entered the office to find Silvis Q as well. Mr. Davis, Q greeted him. I'm assuming this is about the docs, Davis asked as he took a seat behind his desk. Clint nodded his head in agreement. Gentlemen, spoke, T. Little has informed me that the docs was inspected by the New York local police and it was clean. So Darkins was correct about the fake me out drug shipment, Clint asked. Yes, he was dead on with Escapez coming out clean on this one. So all in all, there were no surprises, Davis remarked. Silvis Q waved his hand. The only surprise is that Escapez is here tonight for the Club Indigo show. What? Davis yelled out loudly. Let's put his ass out. We can't, Q smiled. Place, remember? And we don't want any bad publicity, Mr. Davis. So we're just supposed to pretend he's not here? Clint responded. That is exactly what we do, Q said calmly. T. Little and crew are on his every move, making sure he does not try anything. I would like to break his damn neck. Davis still sounded upset, but I will chill. Thank you, Mr. Davis. Just, and again, as it normally does, it skips over things here. Wait a minute. And I'm right there. So we pretend he's not here? Clint responded. That's exactly what we do. T. Little and crew is on his every move, making sure he does not try anything. I would like to break his damn neck. Davis still sounded upset. But I would chill. Thank you, Mr. Davis. Just act as if you never knew he was in town. We will get this menace off our streets, but we must be patient. Q kept smiling as he spoke. If there is nothing else, gentlemen, then we must be getting back to the festivities. Remember, stay cool. With that, they all left the office. Now, understand that this is a big place. The James Memorial building is a big place. And they were in the office that Alexander Davis had. because Alexander Davis runs the show, Club Indigo show, that's syndicated around the country. So they were discussing what happened at the docks after T. Little got with Silver's Q to tell him what was going down. Now they find out that the drug dealer himself that had a fake shipment come in without any drugs on it is in their club. So that's what that was about. Ann Fletcher, along with Charmaine Robinson and Wanda Glaze, stood in the wings backstage waiting for One Love to perform. Your brother's group are so talented. This is my first One Love concert, Ann remarked to Wanda's excitement. You're first hearing One Love live? Wanda shook her head while looking at Charmaine. You're a virgin to the One Love. Oh, yeah. You're a virgin to the One Love. Wanda and Charmaine started to sing together and laughed out loud. You guys, stop it. I'm sorry that I'm a virgin to the One Love. No problem, man. In a minute, you'll be a hoe for the One Love. Charmaine laughed again. What in the hell is she doing back here? Wanda yelled out angrily while looking at Amuda Jones and Josephine Field walking back. Miss Hothead, her nephew is Roscoe Byrne, Charmaine reminded her. He just happens to be the leader of the group. That bitch really gets to, Wanda admitted out loud, without taking her eyes off of Amuda. Is that? I noticed you getting into it with her at Esperella's, Ann asked. Charmaine put her hands up in the air. Wanda's my best girl, and I don't normally agree with her about such things, but Amuda Jones is a real bitch. At that moment, Amuda walked up to him. Well, ladies, how are you doing? She tried to sound nice. Fine, ma'am. I'm Ann Fletcher, Miss Robinson and Miss Glaive's agent. Hello, Ann. At least someone in this bunch has some manners, Amuda remarked. Bitch, please, Wanda snapped back. Charmaine stepped in between them. Now, Wanda, chill. Miss Jones, I suggest you and your friend roll before I call security. I'll leave around you so-called stars. Amuda and Josephine walked away. I see what you mean, Charmaine, Ann replied. A real bitch. She acts as if she owns the whole world, but I'm not having it, Wanda said, still angry, watching every move Amuda made, backstage. The backstory. Amuda and Wanda, they don't get along, of course. But that is because Wanda used to go with Clint, and Clint is rich, and Amuda is rich, and Wanda and them is barely making it, and didn't like, you know, some old hussy talking to her nephew. Right now, it's 9:24. I'm going to read some more, but I'm going to play a song so I can get water and gargle my voice. This is The Limit. It's a remix on a Biggie classic. This is a Cooking Soul remix on Biggie on ATAZ.
A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had two pair of leaves. Besides that, the pinstripes in the gray.
Uh-huh.
The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You want to see the inside? I see you later. Here come the trauma. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition.
Uh-huh.
Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watch it. And hoes clock it. Here comes respect. His crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man, big man, they never try, so we roll with them, roll with them, I mean loyalty. Niggas bought me milks at lunch, the milks for chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. Only made moves when minute. The sky's the limit. Only make moves when your heart's in it. The sky's the limit. Only make moves when your heart's in it. The sky's the limit. Only make moves when your heart's in it. And live the break, sky's the limit. My crew is lame. I have enough heart for most of them. Long as I got stuff for most of them. Soft. Even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss. Of course, my orange box cut to make the world go round. Plus, I'm fucking bitches ain't my homegirls now. Start stacking, dabbles in crack, gun packing. Nickname Medina, Major Cena took my Nina. From gym class to in glass, passed off for global. The only nigga with a mobile. Can't you see like total? Getting larger and wasting taste. Ain't no telling where the selling is heading. Just in case, keep a shell at the tip of your melon. Clear the space. Your brain was a terrible thing to waste. Only make moves when your heart's in it. The sky's the limit. Only make moves when your heart's in it. The sky's the limit. Only make moves when your heart's in it. The sky's the limit. Only make moves when your heart's in it. And live the sky's the limit. Enterprise and I ain't have to be in school by 10. I've been began to encounter with my counterparts of how to burn the block apart. Break it down into sections. Drunk by these selections. Some use pipes, others use injections. Arrange those separately. Frank the deputy, quick to grab my Smith and Wesson like my dick was missing. To protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better stand. Put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter this college plan so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid. Only make moves when your heart's in it. And live the phrase, sky's the limit. Only make moves when your heart's in it. The sky's the limit. Only make moves when your heart's in it. The sky's the limit. Only make moves when your heart's in it. The sky's the limit. Only make moves when your
ATAZP live on a Saturday night. Continuing on with the reading of the Darkensville Deeds. Mr. Alexander Davis, is that you, sir? Juan Escapez called out. Yes, sir. Davis turned around already knowing it was Escapez who was yelling at him. Well, I be damned. Juan, yes, the one and only. Escapez smiled. And your head man, Pepe Sanchez, correct? Davis smiled, trying to play it off. Sanchez just nodded with a smile in his response. So I thought you were dead in prison. Davis spoke lowly. Escapez laughed as he began to speak. In name only, so why are you not happy to see your business partner? Because your late brother tried to put me out of business. I'm sure you know he planned a car bomb at the entrance of S. Closed my restaurant down for a long while. I took that personal, Davis replied strongly. Escapez shook his head in disbelief. So you took that personal enough to kill my brother? Kill your brother? Davis paused for a moment, then, I had nothing to do with your brother's death. He did have enemies. For instance, like Dawkins, Escapez motioned and replied again. Yes, like him. But Dawkins is dead, and also because of your brother. Raymond caused a lot of shit to happen around here. I'm not sorry. I'm not thrilled to see you. Excuse me. Davis walked off before he let his anger get the best of him. Escapez was going to be in the shock of his life once Donald S. Dawkins comes back from the dead. Amuda Jones and Josephine Fields returned to their table after walking backstage with When One Love performed. You see, Josie, I told you that little bitch was rude as hell, Amuda said while looking through the crowd of people and spotted Pepe Sanchez standing near someone she knew. My God. What, Amuda? What is it? Josephine asked. Lana Duddins came over to the table in a hurried manner. Amuda, you will never guess who I seen. Juan Escapez. Not Juan Escapez, Amuda answered. Escapez? Josephine yelled at, looking in the same direction Amuda and Lana was looking in. I be damned, it is him. How did he cheat death? I had seen him earlier talking with Alexander Davis, and the conversation did not seem pleasant at all, Lana explained. Capez looked and caught Amuda looking his way. He started towards the table. My God, he's coming over this way, Amuda spoke nervously. We got your back, Amuda, Josephine told her. Selvis Q was on his cell phone when the man himself, Donald S. Dawkins, when Escapez walked right past him through the crowd to Amuda's table. Yes, Dad, that bastard is here, and he looks like he's headed for Miss Jones' table, Selvis informed him. Davis sat up, Dawkins sat up in his chair, taking off his glasses. You monitor the situation. If it escalates, then stop him. We don't need anything going any further. Then what, Dad? What do you want me to do then? It's time for Amuda to know. Bring her to me. Are you sure? Q asked. Can you trust her? Just bring her to me. That's if she's upset. You make the call, son, Davis told him calmly. All right, Dad, I'm on top of it. Q clicked his phone off and began to watch from a distance. Miss Amuda Jones, Escapez said happily. Juan Escapez, how in the hell are you alive? I need to speak with you alone, if you don't mind. Hello, Josephine. And you, I do not know. Lana just smiled. I would like to speak with you alone, Amuda, Escapez demanded. He whispered something to Sanchez, and he left. It's all right, Lana, Josephine. I'll be fine. Amuda nodded her head okay. All right, girl. Josephine walked off along with Lana into the crowd. Escapez took a seat next to her at the table. How have you been, my dear? I'm good and in shock. You tell me how you are still alive. You had to know the world still thinks you're dead. Do I look dead, Amuda? The reports of my death were very much false. But my thing's for you. Stop, Amuda interrupted him. My feelings died when you were supposed to have been dead all this time. You could have got in contact with me some way if you had any feelings for me. I could not. You know I'm a wanted man, powerful in the drug world. I had to wait my time, Escapez explained. Wait your time, he says. Well, my time was by, and I was not thinking of you. You were dead. Amuda got close to his face. What do you expect from me now? I want to share with you what we had before, Escapez stated. Amuda got up from the table. Have a good night, Juan, and a good life. Escapez grabbed her arm. Hold on, Amuda. Amuda turned around to look at him while snatching her arm back. Escapez smiled. I've been thinking of what to say to you when I saw you again. But I'm so full of emotion right now. Escapez looked into her eyes. It's hard for me to find the words. I'm so angry right now, I don't have any words for you but goodbye. Amuda tried to leave, but Escapez grabbed her arm again and did not release his grip. Let go of me, Amuda demanded loudly over the music. Unhand her. Q commanded, along with T. Little and Kenny Reeves, surrounding the table. And who are you? Escapez asked, still holding her. Silvis Q. And you, and I know you as Juan Escapez. I really suggest you let go of her arm, and I won't say it again. Q spoke directly to him in a calm voice. Escapez, without taking his eyes off of Q, released her arm. I will see you, he told Amuda. T. Little, Kenny Reeves, escorted her away from the table. Good night. Q smiled as he took a couple steps backwards before turning around and walking away himself. Amuda Jones had fallen asleep in the limo that Silvis Q had put her in. She was very much upset about finding out that Escapez was still alive. She tried to look out the window, but they were very dark where the limo was going. So she was very much awake now and wondered where in the hell was Silvis taking her. Where are we headed? Amuda called out and she could hardly see in front of her face. There was no answer, but the vehicle finally stopped. Hello? Amuda yelled out. Silvis? There was no answer again. What is going on? Amuda thought to herself. She tried to look through the windows again. Suddenly, the side door opened. Miss Jones, please follow us. Two men instructed her with flashlights shining into her eyes. Okay. She got out the limo and proceeded to walk with the men. Where are we? She asked. And the men did not say anything but kept walking inside this dark tunnel. Finally, they approached a very bright light at the end of the tunnel, which caused Amuda to close her eyes. Amuda, it's me. Amuda focused her eyesight. Who is that? It's me, darling. You sound like... Amuda wiped her eyes. Donald? Amuda finally focused and saw Donald S. Darkin standing in his familiar black pinstripe Sassoon suit. Dee Dee! Amuda ran into his arms. Not you too. You're alive also. They hugged and kissed each other with much emotion. You got to know that Amuda Jones was very much in love with Donald S. Darkins. She was involved with Juan Escapez before that, and then she started going with Dee Dee. So this is in the previous story before this, but I'm just letting you know that she had a relationship with Donald S. Darkins, and they have a son together. So this is her first time finding out that he's actually alive, because he is playing that he's like he's dead. The next morning at AJ Investments, Pam Jason was opening up the shop. The night before, at the opening for Club Indigo, she and Steph Watson had got in early, but she was still tired. It was good to get out. but especially with Steph. That was the best mood he had been in since Darkin's death, she thought to himself. The office phone rang. AJ Investments, Ms. Jason speaking. Can I help you? Yes, I'm looking for Senorita Jones. A heavy accented voice asked. She is not in yet, but I do expect her here to do some financial reports. What time do you expect her? Around 2 p.m., sir. Thank you. Good day. The phone hung up. Weird, Pam thought to herself. He sound like that Brazilian guy. So Mrs. Jones is not here yet, Pepe told Juan Escapez. She usually would have been there by now. Escapez looked at his watch. The lady did say she would be in by 2 p.m. Well, Pepe, you put someone on that lady at a Muda Jones shop. She just happens to be the girlfriend of Senor Watson, Darkin's secondhand man. It would be done, Juan, but why must we watch her? Pepe asked. For leverage, Pepe. We will talk with Senor Watson again, but this time face to face. Escapez laughed. Oh, and he will listen. Alexander Davis was doing some paperwork on the top floor Trix building when Wanda Glaze entered his office. Good morning, AD, she greeted him. Good morning, sexy chocolate. How's my club Indigo Star doing? She's tired, but I'm cool. Last night was hot. I'm glad you called and invited me to breakfast. She smiled as she took a seat at his desk. I also invited Reddy Red, but she said she had a prior commitment. Davis looked into Wanda's eyes, threw her hands, right hand up, waving. This fan who has been sending her flowers really has been on her bra strap. He's supposed to be taking her to breakfast this morning. Oh, really? I might need to check this guy out, Davis said while straightening up the papers on his desk. By all means, check him out. I don't know, but he reminds me of someone I've seen before, Wanda informed him. So opening night was successful. One love turned up. Yeah, like I said, last night was hot, and you were just as hot. Wanda got out of her seat to join him behind the desk sitting on his lap. You ready? I ordered our food at Celebrity Estates Inn, Davis told her. Celebrity Estates? Yes, I figured I had some dessert with my breakfast. Davis moved in to kiss her lips while looking into her eyes. At the Blackberry Dining Inn restaurant, Charmaine Robinson and Ray Perkins, who was going by the name of Johnny Owens, were having a very delightful breakfast. So, Johnny O, what do you do? Charmaine asked. Perkins smiled. What do I do? You mean like a job? Yes. Perkins just laughed as he wiped his mouth from eating some hash browns. I'm a buyer and a seller for this clothing company in Chi-Town. I mainly do a lot of internet contracts and with company buyers. I see, Charmaine smiled back. So what cities and countries have you been to? Alaska was beautiful, but very cold. Frankfurt, Germany. I love the sights. No, the German phrase smacked his lips. You know, Charmaine licked her lips as she talked. You look a little sexy when you did that. So you trying to turn me on, huh, Miss Robinson? Maybe. Charmaine laughed it off. If you like, we can go somewhere and talk about things. I would like that. I would love to spend some quality time with you. Cool. Charmaine smacked her lips again. Charmaine Robinson was a very hot girl, Ray thought to himself. This would be fun, but it would be all in the name of his brother, Jimmy Perkins. He would enjoy the time he would spend with Charmaine, but only it was just time for her to pay for what happened to his brother. So you were not killed in that explosion? Amuda Jones asked Donald S. Darkins while sitting in the living room of his underground home, with them both dressed in only bathrobes. He was sitting very close to her, so that her left leg draped over his right leg. No, I wasn't, my dear. I had to do what I did so Ramon Escapez would believe that I died in that building that day. You were not here in New York Local when Libby Ann Nestor died. At that time is when I changed my whole life around. Amuda looked at him seriously. You mean you do your business differently now? Yes, I do. He rubbed her thigh. No drugs, no protection money, and no prostitution. I just buy from investors and trade stocks, which, by the way, I found I'm good at. Legal business deals are more exciting to me now, and also there's more money in it. But my past will always come back, and then I will have to act accordingly. Situation. I must deal with him, or there will be certain trouble ahead. Enough of that. You know I missed you, and I never stopped loving you. Amuda kissed him gently on the lips. Dee Dee, I don't know exactly how to feel. I know I love you, that is for sure. And we have a son. Yes, I know. Selvis had told me about his little half-brother. They embraced and kissed several times. I need you again, Amuda, he whispered in the middle of them kissing. Amuda smiled without saying a word, grabbed his hand, and led him to the underground master bedroom. I would have never thought, Amuda said in a low voice, I would be making love to Donald S. Darkins again and again and again. That's it for tonight. That's the Darkinsville Deeds. I'm glad I got in a couple pages. It's better, you know, really talking with my sister and explaining to her how things go down. The next show should be next week. And got a couple artists to come in. And hopefully Blog Talk is still up. Man, this was a trip. Thursday night I had a show already set for No Spins, and I couldn't do No Spins because, well, you know what happened. We were all out, like for real. I'm going to play this song. This is by Chelsea Green. People Make the World Go Round, an old stylistic song. Chelsea Green is a violinist, and I think you will like this. Again, thank you for coming in for the Darkinsville Deeds Part 3. Hopefully, we'll do Part 4 next week, next Saturday. It's going to take a while to get through this story. It's about 600 pages long, only on page 66. Feel me? So here we go again. I'm going to play Chelsea Green. The name of the song is People Make the World Go Round. This is ATAZP, baby. Thank you.
Yo, this is T-A-Z of A-T-A-Z-P Blog Talk Radio Show, giving a shout out to my little brother G. Wright of the Heart of Love Show on Blog Talk Radio. Believe it or not, G. Wright, this beat is for the new Be Blessed 70 gospel CD by me. G. Rizite, always keep the show hot and tizite. And I'll talk to you later, all Rizite.
You're listening to another TAZ production live and recorded live. I am G. Wright, host of the Heart of Love Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Visit me there, blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and then check me out on myspace.com/G Wright Sing. And then visit my official website at gwrightonline.com. Again, you know what? You're listening to another TAZ production, live and recorded live.